Jameson Music with Country Music Church. The news sponsored here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it's 69 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For a second day, Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas briefed lawmakers on his agency's security budget, urging Congress to pass a bipartisan bill to boost border funding. Mayorkas also pushing back on GOP Senator John Kennedy's claims that unauthorized migrants are allegedly counted for congressional representation.
The notion, Senator, that we intend to allow illegal immigration is nothing short of preposterous.
And GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll present articles of impeachment against Mayorkas next week to the Senate for his handling of the migrant crisis. President Biden and the First Lady hosting Japan's Prime Minister for a state dinner tonight. Earlier, the president says both countries will expand a military alliance to ensure security in the Indo-Pacific region. The Swiss government says it will host a peace summit in June aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. Russia says, though, it will not take part in those talks. This is ABC News. Cleanup efforts continue in Baltimore as crews try to clear the wreckage after a cargo ship caused the Francis Scott Key Bridge to collapse. Two temporary channels are open but are too shallow for major vessels to pass through. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a third channel will open soon.
We're on track to open up a 35-foot deep channel by the end of April, and the length of that channel is also going to be 280 feet.
Crews are also working to remove shipping containers from the vessel that rammed into the bridge. The EPA is setting a national standard for the presence of forever chemicals called PFAS in drinking water linked to cancer. Officials say this will reduce exposure for 100 million people. An employee of an art gallery in Germany has been fired after hanging up one of his own paintings in the gallery. He put up the piece hoping to achieve his artistic dreams. The gallery features works by prominent artists, including Pablo Picasso. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows down to around 45 and increasing clouds. Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers developing with a few storms possible, and highs of 60. And Friday, clouds breaking up, highs of around 60. With light westerly winds, it's 69 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Storms can develop quickly in Wisconsin, and knowing what to do when a severe weather warning is issued can help keep you and others safe. To help encourage everyone to be prepared for tornadoes, thunderstorms, and flooding, Wisconsin is observing Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week, along with holding statewide tornado drills tomorrow. Wisconsin averages 23 tornadoes annually. In 2023, the National Weather Service confirmed 21 tornadoes in the state. That includes 15 tornadoes that touched down in a single day when storms moved across southern Wisconsin on March 31st of last year. To stay safe during severe weather, Ready Wisconsin encourages people to create an emergency plan and practice it. Know where designated shelters are located at home, work, and school. Be ready to go there when a tornado warning is issued. Have multiple ways to receive alerts about approaching severe weather. Outdoor warning sirens, NOAA weather radios, local media, and mobile devices are all important tools. Don't rely on any single source for important life-saving information. If you have a mobile device, make sure it is enabled to receive wireless emergency alerts. On many devices, that option is available in the settings menu. Stay weather aware by checking the daily forecast for your area. area and create an emergency kit for your home. Find tips for making a kit at readywisconsin.wi.gov. Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drills will take place tomorrow at 1:45 and 6:45, offering an opportunity to practice your tornado sheltering plans. During the drill times, Wisconsin's National Weather Service offices will conduct NOAA weather radio tests that can be heard if you are actively listening to those devices or have one programmed to activate on test alerts. Here at WRCO and WRCE, we will be participating in the tornado drills. Some communities may also choose to test their outdoor warning sirens during the drill times. Check with local emergency management offices for information on siren testing schedules. If there is a threat of severe weather tomorrow, the statewide drills will be postponed until Friday. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. Wisconsin is one step closer to rolling out the new home energy rebate programs, as the Public Service Commission is now accepting public comments on the draft application and program materials. Part of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, these new home energy rebate programs will help Wisconsin residents lower their utility bills and conserve energy through the completion of home improvement projects, including energy efficiency and electrification upgrades. The Inflation Reduction Act authorized two home energy rebate programs, the Home Efficiency Rebates, or HOMES program, and the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates, or HEAR program. The HOMES program is a whole home energy efficiency program that provides rebates to discount the price of energy-saving retrofits in existing single-family and multifamily buildings. Eligible projects include insulation, air sealing, and heating ventilation, and air conditioning upgrades. The HEAR program will provide instant discounts to eligible households that install high-efficiency electric appliances, such as electric heat pumps. Program applications will be finalized based on the Commission's decision and then officially submitted to USDOE, who must approve Wisconsin's application before the state can launch these programs. Pending USDOE approval, these programs are anticipated to launch in late summer 2024. The application materials are available to review and provide public comment on the PSC's electronic records filing system. Directions on how to file a public comment using ERF is available at apps.psc.wi.gov/erf/erf/info/help.aspx. Gas prices are up slightly in the state. The average rose 2.9 cents last week, with an average of $3.38 across the state on Monday. This is over 14 cents higher than a month ago, but 11 cents lower than this time last year. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a community blood drive with Impact Life tomorrow from 10 to 3 in Pippin Hall on the lower level of the hospital. Erica Davidson is the territory manager for Impact Life.
Impact Life Blood Services is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are a blood bank, an independent blood bank. We are headquartered in Davenport, Iowa. We are the exclusive provider of blood products to over 125 hospitals in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Right here in Richland Center, we have recently partnered with the Richland Hospital and Clinics. We are their sole provider.
Impact Life is an independent blood bank.
We are a member of America's Blood Centers, which is a coalition of independent nonprofit blood banks that come together to provide about 60% of the nation's blood supply. The American Red Cross provides about 40% of the nation's blood supply. So Impact Life is a member of America's Blood Centers, and within that organization, we have about 60 blood banks that are able to resource share. So that resource sharing group is called Blood Centers of America. And through that, we are able to import and export blood to help serve our hospitals in any region.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is a recipient of blood supplies from Impact Life. Davidson says it's a newer partnership.
I want to say the latter half of last year, so 2023, we brought on the Richland Hospital and Clinics as well as Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Those are our two newest hospitals in Wisconsin that we serve. So when we are in the communities, we are asking for community support in order to service those hospitals. And that looks different, you know, depending on the community. A lot of our communities will be mostly churches, some schools. So it really just depends on that local business community to support their local hospital. So really, we want to encourage businesses to reach out to us if we haven't reached out to you already and offer support by hosting a blood drive.
To donate to the Impact Life Blood Drive tomorrow at the Richland Hospital, call 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org and use code 5770 to locate the drive. A photo ID is required to donate.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died April 2nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman, died Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at 5 at the Boscobel Bolin Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bolin Banquet Friday from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family of Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nichols, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a wonderfully warm Wednesday we got to enjoy. Sure made middle of the week a little bit more tolerable. Under mostly sunny skies, highs scraped 70 degrees, which is well above our average temperatures for this time of year. Tonight, clouds are beginning to push in and thicken as lows fall to the mid-40s. Waking up tomorrow morning, don't forget the umbrella or the raincoat. It will be dark and dreary under mostly cloudy, overcast skies and showers developing, especially by the afternoon and into the evening. A few thunderstorms are also possible with some heavy downpours. And as of right now, none are expected to be severe. High temperatures will scrape 60 degrees, and then winds will start to crank out of the northwest by tomorrow night. They'll be gusting up to 25 miles per hour as the scattered showers start to taper off. Lows will stay mild into the low 40s, and Friday, actually our highs stay more seasonable and cooler into the upper 50s. Stays rather breezy for Friday, and the clouds gradually break up by the afternoon. This gives way to a bright and beautiful sun-filled weekend. In fact, on Saturday, it'll be sunny and even warmer. Highs climb to the low 70s. The only price you have to pay for that is a few pop-up showers or storms are possible at night. Otherwise, Sunday is looking fantastic. Yeah, there may be a few more clouds in the sky with partly cloudy skies, but it is going to be balmy. In fact, high temperatures want to soar to the 80s. That is shorts weather, right? It won't last for long as a cold front smacks us, firing up showers and storms for Monday night. It'll be windy with substantial rain and some localized flooding is also possible, and so are some storms. We'll keep an eye on that system for the beginning of next week and tweak it as we get closer, but for now, plan for some showers tomorrow night and a warm, beautiful weekend. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's a mostly cloudy 68 degrees, 69 our high today, while our morning low was 37. Yesterday's high was 61 and no precipitation. A record high for this day, 84, set back in 1977. A record low of 15 was set in 1960. Last year on this day, our high was 74, our low 52. Sunset today will be at 7:38, sunrise tomorrow at 6:27. No precipitation yet today. The barometer holding steady for now at 29.80. And we have light westerly winds. Again, it's 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds will not be doing battle today, as that game is dealing with a rain out. So that game, originally scheduled for 5:40, will not be played today. Also in Wisconsin sports, some bad news. Giannis Antetokounmpo will miss the Milwaukee Bucks' final three regular season games after an MRI confirmed the initial diagnosis that the two-time MVP has strained his left calf. The Bucks finished the regular season by visiting Oklahoma City on Friday and Orlando on Sunday. Their opening playoff game would take place either April 20th or April 21st. Before that, though, the Milwaukee Bucks will be in action tonight, and they will have a 7 o'clock tip-off time, a 6:30 pregame time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Marquette standout Aso Iguodaro has declared his eligibility for the 2024 NBA draft. The 6'11 inside player had said earlier in the season that he was unlikely to use his fifth year of eligibility. He averaged 13.4 points and almost 7 rebounds a game. He also had 224 assists over the last two seasons. He's not considered a strong shooter, but his ball handling abilities and playmaking do make him a good prospect for the late first round or early second round draft positions. The Packers will likely move ahead of plans for a new locker room inside Lambeau Field, even though the stadium district has put off a vote. The team is asking for $3 million from the district's capital improvement fund. One board member pointed out that there has only been an average of one event that would benefit from the addition every 4 years. The last time an outside sporting event was held at Lambeau Field was 2022, when European soccer teams met. The question will probably come up again at the board's June meeting. And Badger hockey star Casey O'Brien has been named to the U.S. College Hockey Online Player of the Year. The announcement was made late last week. O'Brien becomes the program's fifth player to earn the national honor. Abby Roque was recognized 4 seasons ago. O'Brien is also a top 3 finalist for the sport's top prize. And the past season, she became the first college player in more than a decade to come up with 50 assists. She was also second in the country in points with 73, trailing just her teammate Kristen Sims, who had 75. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Join the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters for Hall of Fame Sting Night coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Hall of Fame Class of 2024 will be inducted, featuring Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. Also, current seniors will be signing their letters of intent. Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson, and Eli Muckler. Silent auction items will be up for bid, including two tickets to see Tim McGraw and his tour at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul on April 20th. Check it out at the Phoenix Center. Saturday, the Hall of Fame inductions begin at 5:30, and then the athletic signings to follow. The Richland Center Sports Boosters invite you to join them for the event. It'll be a fun night Saturday night at the Phoenix Center, the annual Sting Night.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Corn was higher Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on commercial and technical selling, also following the lead of soybean meal while watching harvest activity in South America. Thursday, the USDA is expected to raise U.S. soybean ending stocks, while CONAB's crop guess for Brazil could be up on the month. May beans were down 9¾ to 11.64¾. July was 9¾ lower at 11.78. May soybean meal is down $4.70 at $3.3090. May soybean oil is up 8 points at $47.60. Corn was mixed for much of the session, but closed modestly higher, monitoring U.S. planting conditions with more rain needed in parts of the Corn Belt. U.S. ending stocks could be down on the month, and CONAB's corn estimates expected to be higher. May corn was up 3 at 434 and a quarter, and July was 3 and a quarter higher at 445 and three quarters. And wheat was higher. Russia's cash market has moved higher, but Russia and Ukraine both still have an export price advantage. U.S. ending stocks are expected to be up, while the world supply could be tighter. May Chicago was three quarters higher at 558.5. On concerns about hard red winter, May Kansas City was 17¼ higher at 594.5. May Minneapolis wheat was up a half a penny at 651¾. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply, with box beef sharply lower at midday, getting ready for the week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. June live is down $2 at $172.85, and August was $1.90 lower at $176.65. May feeders were down $2.92 at $236.52. And hogs were sharply lower, with heavy pressure from fund liquidation and overbought signals. June was down $3.02 at $105.55. July lean was $2.87 lower at $107.50. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Wednesday afternoon. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were at $186 live in the south, but had not been established in the north. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef ended the day lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 386 at 298.23. Select was 388 lower at 296.02. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, down 11,000 on the week and down about 13,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day lower. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 314 with a weighted average of 90.63. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.62 lower with a weighted average of 91.59. The Western Corn Belt down 328 with a weighted average of 90.70. Pork values closed lower, down 46 cents at $100.25. Bellies were sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 11,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A member of the U.S. Grains Council Board of Directors is concerned about the lack of new free trade agreements for the U.S. Jim Reed from Illinois tells Brownfield,
"We haven't had any free trade agreements negotiated in many years. Some of our other competitors, Brazil, Argentina, China, they're working on free trade agreements with countries."
More news is next.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Search with Michigan Farmers is finding early planted soybeans can be worth the risk. Michigan State University Extension soybean educator Mike Staton tells Brownfield on-farm trials have studied optimum planting windows for the past 5 years.
We only had 3 sites out of all 25 that had statistically significant yield losses. When you average all the sites together, we gained 1.5 bushels per acre by planting early.
A Western Illinois agronomist says he expects this weekend's forecasted warm-up to bring some planters out of the shed. Bayer's Lance Tarchioni tells Brownfield,
"By this time last year, there was quite a few acres planted already. So I think depending on what forecast you look at, looks like we'll be relatively dry over the next week or 10 days and probably be some people that are hoping to get in the field.
U.S. ethanol production and stocks both peeled back last week while holding above year-ago levels. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Demand for soybeans goes beyond the bean. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. Growing demand for U.S. soybeans is important, but it's also important to diversify demand for other products like oil and soybean meal. In this Checkoff Chat, April Hemis, an Iowa farmer and USB farmer leader, says growing demand for soybean oil and soybean meal are bright spots in the industry. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through Your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through Your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
Farmer and USB farmer leader April Hemis says there are a lot of opportunities to grow demand for soybeans that go beyond the whole bean.
With the growth of renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel, with those new markets coming on. So what that is they can use our soybean oil and just replace it with regular petroleum for renewable diesel. It's different than biodiesel. So with that, you know, it's really switched. It used to be the meal drove the bean price, now it's the oil. So now these crushing facilities are coming on for the oil, and 80% of that bean is meal. So what are we going to do with all the meal? And exports are a really big part of it. So we need places to export the meal, because it's different than a whole bean export. And then the facilities overseas to be able to accept that meal. And there, a lot of them are looking at containers, you know, for the smaller markets and then the big shipments. So it's really an exciting new place where we can add that value here at home and then ship it out. Also, another export with the meal is let's feed it to our hogs and chickens here at home, and poultry and dairy we use a lot of it, and then that's a value added we can export with the meats.
She tells Brownfield demand growth happens with investment from checkoff dollars, but also with strategic partnerships.
There's a lot of different federal dollars that get funneled in along with our checkoff dollars. So in combination, you know, we use those dollars and work with partners like USMEF, United States Meat Export Federation, and then USAPEC, the poultry side of it. So we have a lot of great partners that work together. I just got to go to the Panama Canal in Colombia and get to see those projects at work, where the people in Colombia love our U.S. meat. They know it's safe, it's a high quality. You know, seeing whole pork loins in places with. So it's been great and fun to see all that and how it really, our checkoff investments that we make really pay off in other countries.
To see for yourself how checkoff dollars are leveraged to grow demand for U.S. soybeans, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call Barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
We're at about 20 minutes away from that 6 o'clock hour here on Country and Community WRCO. Moving along, sitting at 68 degrees. Feels good to be able to say that, and hopefully tomorrow will be another warm day. Maybe not as warm as today, but should still be around 60. But I think the chance for showers may have something to do with it. Back to music, as we hear from Chase Rice in A Bad Day to Be a Cold Beer.
Working like a dog, it's got me dog tired. Pushing 12-hour days, pulling all damn nighters. But come 5 o'clock, I'm the hell out of here. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer, yeah. Thank God for the end of the week, hallelujah. For some hell-bent people, wanna burn right through. Couple kegs in the bag, let's tap them into gear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Line them up, up, throw them down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Megan single again, cause her and her friends, they swinging like a wrecking ball when they came in. Drinking so loud the whole bar could hear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. I'm in the crosshairs like an old red rider. When it comes to a pop top, it's a ready aim fire. Crack a can, add some damn music to my ears. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Thank you.
house upon a hill. That little house just sits so quiet and still, and it's filled with memories, and they're calling out to me, come back to that little house on the hill. That little house, it sits so all alone. It needs someone to call it home, sweet home. I'm traveling, I'm on my way, and I'm going back today. Going back to that little house on the hill. On the hill,
on the hill,
on the hill,
on the hill.
I'm going back to that little house on the hill. I'm traveling, I'm on my way, and I'm leaving here today. Going back to that little house on the hill. That little house has weathered many storms. It's a place that feels so cozy and so warm. And it's where I long to be. I'm going back to that little house on the hill. Now when I get back to that house on the hill, I know it's gonna be such a thrill. I'll be glad when I get there, back to my favorite chair. I'm going back to that little house on the hill. On the hill,
on the hill,
on the hill,
on the hill.
I'm going back to that little house on the hill. I'm traveling on my way, and I'll be leaving here today. I'm going back to that little house on the hill. I'm going back to that little house on the hill.
Suits me just fine, and I don't.
Billie Joe Jones with a Right Now Kinda Girl. From the Lost and Found Department, Lost, a female dark gray dog wearing a pink collar, was last seen in the area of County A and Highway 56. If you find this dog, call 604-3922. Also Lost, a male silver lab wearing a red collar in the Reedstown area. If you see this dog, call 790-0269.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by auction specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO.
on my